We have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning for our program. Laura Canning, the Cass County Conservation Board naturalist, is in with us here today. How are you?
Good, good.
From the looks of it, you're busy because February has brought a lot of stuff for conservation.
February is, we like to stay busy in the winter months.
Yeah, so. A lot of folks probably think you guys are shutting down in the winter months, but as we know, that is not the case. In fact, you're kind of hoping for some more winter, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm hoping for some more winter in the month of February. We've got some snowshoe opportunities coming up.
That's Saturday, right?
Yes. So Saturday the 8th, we do have one scheduled 7 p.m. down in Messina. So if you've never been down to our outdoor educational classroom park, we're going to go snowshoeing at 7 p.m. on February 8th. Hopefully, we're gonna have to make that judgment if there's not enough snow to have the snowshoes on, things like that. We might have to cancel that one, but we're not going to make that judgment yet. So.
Okay. Well, if there is snow and they do have an opportunity to do the snowshoeing, for folks who haven't done that before, I tried that years ago. That's a workout.
It is. It's a shocking. Yes, people tell me that. That's a shock. That's what shocks them is that it's a workout. Even though I tell people all you have to do is walk, but it's walking a little bit different. It's using some different muscles than you would usually use when you're walking.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the difference between like walking on the sidewalk or walking in sand.
Right, right.
Although you're staying largely on top of the snow with the snowshoes, it's not near as annoying as, you know, those big drifts we've had where you have to shovel them. And on top of that, sometimes you have to walk through them.
Yes. Well, and it burns almost 100 more calories for an average person per hour than what regular walking.
Sure. So for folks who have never tried that and always thought it would be neat to see, you know, what it's like to live in the Yukon, here's your opportunity, hopefully, if there's snow. If not, obviously, we probably won't do that.
Yep, and we do have another one scheduled as well. Okay.
Very good. Yeah, well, you've got the Sweetheart one, too.
Yes, we are doing our Sweetheart snowshoe hike on Saturday, February 15th. And so that one is at 7 p.m. So, again, it's a night hike. We're out at night, but we're going to put on those snowshoes and go through Pellet Memorial Woods. So I know we usually gear up and talk about spring wildflowers when we talk about Pellet Memorial Woods, but we also would do a snowshoe hike through there. It makes that understory makes a great stage for using the snowshoes.
It's probably very quiet, too.
And it is very quiet, yes. Both places, I will say. Both places are pretty quiet.
Until you start hearing some nature around you, which
you
is
never
why you
know.
Can hear it. Yeah.
Yes, the owls love to talk in Pellet Memorial Woods. I will say that. Pellet Memorial Woods and Cold Springs, if you ever want to just go for a winter hike, those owls usually let you know they're there.
Sure. Now, of course, you've got the snowshoes for folks to use. Now, is there any fee at all for this?
Nope. Both of these hikes are free. Like I said, if we would happen to not have snow, we do cancel them, but we always put that out on the radio and let everybody know that they're canceled. We do need about 2 inches of snow usually to walk on, so it doesn't actually hurt the actual snowshoes.
Okay. So if folks want to participate, either one of those, again, that's February 8th and February 15th. On the 8th, it's at the outdoor classroom there near Messina. And the 15th is at the Pellet Memorial Woods, just north of Atlantic. 7 o'clock both times, so be there a little bit early so you're ready to go. Of course, dress appropriately for the weather.
Yes.
Keep your fingers crossed. There'll be snow out there to walk through. We've lost a lot of it here lately, so we'll see. But come on out and have a good time and enjoy. It's a free activity that's provided by the local conservation board. So take advantage of those things. Now, I know you've got one other thing coming up this week.
Yes. We are actually doing some great backyard bird count programs in February because in February, the great backyard bird count happens. So we've been kind of kicking it off here, getting ready for that weekend. Our first one is on Wednesday the 5th. At 3 p.m. in Messina at the Messina Public Library. And that's for all ages to come out, learn about the Great Backyard Bird Count and how to do it and things like that. And then we're gearing up for that bird count to actually happen on the 14th. through the 17th. So we want to start to show people how to do it and get ready to do it. And then you can be at your own backyard. That doesn't limit you to your backyard. You can do parks. You can count while, you know, you're driving somewhere, things like that. So that bird count happens on the 14th through the 17th of February. And then we're also offering that program two more times in Anita, at the Anita Public Library. One for a little bit more adults on February 11th. That's a Tuesday at 4 p.m. And then Thursday, on the 13th, we're going to do that one with kid activities. So a little bit more kid geared at 3:30 at the Anita Public Library. So those are some of your opportunities to kind of learn how to do it and get ready to participate. It's a citizen science project. So everybody, it happens actually worldwide. So it started in North America, but they actually now do it worldwide and count birds that weekend. So.
Now, let me ask you, recently you teamed up with the Iowa Bluebird Conservationist to help out with the Christmas bird count. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the two?
So it's a different, it's still what we would call citizen science. So it's the scientists asking everybody to help them out and collect some scientific data. Christmas bird count is the same thing, except that it's during Christmas time and it's actually a set area, versus here they're looking for anybody and everybody, and all you do is enter in your zip code, or if, like, let's say you're in a park like Sunnyside or Schilberg Recreation Area, those parks are online, and so when you enter in your information, you can tell them you were at that park when you saw those birds.
And you don't really have to travel if you don't want to. It's a backyard bird.
Yes, it's your backyard. Just letting us know what is coming to your backyard, hanging out. I had bald eagles the other day in my backyard, so it was kind of crazy that they just decided to hang out for most of the afternoon. So I'm like, come back in 3 weeks. Then I can count you.
Kind of fun when nature comes to your door, isn't
it? Right, right.
So for folks who want to participate in this, there's and you've had pretty good participation.
Yes,
here, right?
We've been second. We were second in the state last year. So when we talk about that, all of the counties in Iowa, when you look at some of the data and things like that, we look at checklists submitted. And so we were actually only second last year in the checklists submitted. So, you know, that's competing against a big, big county like Polk County and things like that.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. There are a whole lot of counties in Iowa bigger than us.
Yes.
So very good. A lot of folks getting involved in that. Why is that? Why do folks take such interest locally?
You know what? It is the great, I think the great thing about it is, if you only know cardinals and blue jays and red-tailed hawks, you know, some very common birds, that's all you have to count. That's all you're going to say that you saw is the ones you know, versus, so you don't have to be an expert. And, you know, that's the great thing. I tell people, like, you don't have to be an expert to do this help us out.
No ornithology degree necessary. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a bird book there next to you.
No, and people do get into it, though, if they do have some, you know, that take pictures of the birds, and then you know, sometimes then they, you know, have me help them if they need help identifying some of the harder ones with that might have come to their backyard during the count and things like that. But yeah, it is held online, so if you see some of our other things about the program out there that you're reporting it online, don't be scared away by that either. Give our office a call. We have it all on a paper form, and then you can actually just mail it back to me. So if you're not internet savvy or you don't have an email, things like that, that's perfectly fine. Just let me know you still want to participate, and then I give you the paper forms, and you just have to put a stamp on it.
Okay, that's plenty easy. So if you don't want to fiddle around online like that, there's a lot of different ways for you to be able to participate. And again, the skill level, the skill level is whatever it is. I mean,
right,
you can this could be a project that grandma can do with the grandkids.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Again, that time of the count, the actual count, is Friday, February 14th through Monday, February 17th. So it's coming up pretty quickly. But again, you do need to know who's going to participate. You do need them to sign up.
Yep. We just want to help you if you want to do it online and do it all yourself, or if you want to do it through the mail and things like that, we'll help you along that way as well. And, you know, come to catch one of the programs that we're having here before the event, so that you can kind of see what it looks like and how to exactly do it. And we even give you the common bird list as well for Cass County that should be here for February.
And it's not just informational. They sign up right there then.
Yep, you can. There. Yep, and I can help you sign up if you want to do it on the internet and things like that.
Okay. And again, give them those dates and times for those meetings.
So Messina is Wednesday the 5th at 3 p.m. And then we're doing two programs in Oneida. One is Tuesday the 11th at 4 p.m. And that's a little bit more for the adults. And then we're doing a kids one and kid activity one on Thursday the 13th at the Oneida Public Library as well at 3:30 p.m.
All right, very good. And if folks want to participate, again, you can call the Conservation Board at 712-769-2372. If you like, you can stop by and they'll get you taken care of too. Otherwise, you'll just mail the information to them if they call.
Yes.
Okay. And then otherwise, you can go online. It's gbbc.birdcount.org if you'd like to find the right location there. And don't forget about those snowshoe hikes coming up as well on Saturday, February 8th at the Outdoor Educational Classroom near Messina at 7 p.m. And also on Saturday, February 15th, another 7 p.m. Evening hike at the Pellet Memorial Woods north of Atlantic. Once again, if there's not enough snow to make it a fun event, well, we'll let you know about that. Hopefully, all things will go well. Well, thanks for doing all the legwork
here. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, getting folks organized and getting us out and active here in the winter.
Yes.